Do April showers always bring May flowers? I guess so. I mean, traditionally, April is considered a rainy month. April ushers in spring, which brings new growth for flowers and trees, as well as weeds if you're looking in my flower bed. Whether it showers in April or any other month, we always need rain. I do love a rainy day, especially if it's a day I can sleep in, stay inside, and snuggle up in a blanket with some hot tea and my dog at my feet. But on the other hand, if I'm on vacation at Disney World with my family, a rainy day is not ideal as you head to the park. I know this from experience. We were there a few years ago and it started pouring rain. We had a choice to make: go back to the hotel and try to find some indoor activities, or stay the course and do what we came to do. We were all in. We ponchoed up and off we went. We got soaked, but we laughed and ran around that park, riding rides, meeting princesses, and we had a blast. The rain eventually did pass over, and the day ended beautifully with fireworks and Tinkerbell lighting up the sky. In this life, rain will fall. Sometimes it's a gentle rain that brings forth new life and growth, while other times storms hit us hard, uprooting trees and causing destruction. And just like that day in the park, we have a choice in how we respond. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is teaching his disciples how to live and respond to things in this life. Matthew 5:44. "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." I love the reference to the sun and rain and how he connects that to loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. None of those responses are natural. Our natural flesh response to anyone that does us wrong is defense. We want to fight back. We want justice. But if we are children of the Father, our heart will be spirit-led to respond in love. We'll bless and pray for our enemies. It's not only love your neighbor as yourself, it's love your enemy as yourself. That's the love of Jesus. Like the sun rises and the rain falls on us all, God's love and mercy is available to all, but it's how we choose to respond to that love that matters. Here, rain is referenced as a blessing, but sometimes when the rain comes, we don't see it as a blessing. We are quick to want to take shelter and hide. That's what's natural. Take cover until it passes. But what if God is calling us into it? How will we respond? Jesus calls us to pour love and grace out to others in the same way he pours out the rain upon the earth. He also calls us to trust him in the middle of the rain and know that good things will grow in our life as sure as the sun rises each new day. We can trust that. That's the truth. Run in the rain when it falls and love the unlovable. Yes, you'll get soaked and sometimes it's messy, but oh, the beautiful things that will bloom when you do. I'm Lori Klein.